Welcome in. Today we're doing a very specific drum and bass superpower in Ableton Live 12, taking an old school break, slicing it into playable chops, programming a classic jungle style pattern, then resampling it so it comes back as that gritty, lifted from vinyl loop without leaving live. This is beginner friendly, but it's also one of those workflows you'll keep forever. Chop, resample, then chop again. That's the whole culture right there. Let's build it step by step at a DNB-friendly tempo, and I'll point out the little details that make it feel human instead of like a perfectly gridded drum loop. First, set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's a nice middle ground for jungle and DNB. Now create three tracks, an audio track called Break Source, a MIDI track called Break Chops, and another audio track called Resample Print. Turn your metronome on for now. We'll use it as a reference while we line things up. But we're not trying to force the break to become robotic. We're trying to make it controllable. Now step 1. Choose a break and warp it properly. Drag an old school break onto break source. Amen. Think, hot pants anything with real movement. Double click the clip to open clip view, and turn warp on. For warp mode, set it to beats. In the preserve menu, choose transients. Then set the envelope somewhere around 50 to 70. That's a good starting range, where the transients stay punchy but the break can still sit on the tempo. Also set transient loop mode to off, because for break chopping it's usually cleaner and less machine gun. Now here's a big one. Align the downbeat correctly. Zoom in and find the first clean kick transient, the one that feels like the real start of the phrase. If the break has a messy pickup or a little flam before the first real kick, don't start on the messy bit. Crop or start your loop at the first real kick so live's transient map makes musical sense. Once you've found that kick, right-click and choose set 1.1.1 here. Then scroll to the end of the loop. If it's a standard bar length, right-click the end marker and choose warp from here straight. Your goal is simple. The break should loop perfectly at 172 without flamming against the metronome. Tight enough to slice, but not so grid-perfect that it loses its original feel. Coach note. You don't need to warp every little hit into perfect alignment. In fact, don't. Try to make the bar lines correct, like 1.1.1, 1.2, 1.3, 1.4, but let the micro timing inside the bar stay a little imperfect. That's where played lives. Cool. Step 2. Slice to a drum rack, the fastest beginner method. Right-click the audio clip on break source and choose slice to new MIDI track. In the dialog, slice by transient. Keep the slicing preset simple. The default slice to drum rack is totally fine. Ableton will create a new MIDI track with a drum rack, and each slice will be mapped across pads, usually starting at C1 and going upward. Rename that new track to Break Chops if it didn't already. Now, step 3. Make the chops feel old school, not overly polished. Open the drum rack and click a pad so you can see the simpler inside it. On a lot of break slices, especially the core hits like kicks and snares, turn warp off inside simpler. For single hits, warping can smear things in a way that makes chops feel weak. Set simpler to one-shot mode. Then add tiny fades. Seriously tiny. 2 to 10 milliseconds fade in or fade out, just enough to prevent clicks. Clicks will kill your vibe faster than almost anything. If the hats are harsh, enable a filter. Go for a gentle Lopez, LP12. Set it around 10 to 14K. If you want a tiny bit of edge, add a touch of filter drive, like 1 to 3. We're not redesigning the break, we're just taking the digital sting off. Now do a little organizational move that will save you tons of time. Name and color code your core slices. Find the pads that actually drive the groove. Kick, main snare, maybe an alternate snare, an open hat, a couple ghost notes, maybe a ride, maybe a little fill slice. Rename those pads so when you're programming, you know exactly what you're placing. This stops you from getting lost in random note chaos. Next, for that DJ cut-up feeling, use choke groups. Pick a few hat and ride slices and set them to the same choke group, so they cut each other off. That gives you that gated, chopped behavior automatically, like quick cuts on a mixer, without doing extra editing. Now, still on the break chops track, let's build a safe starter processing chain. This is pre-resample processing, so think subtle. After the drum rack, add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, and turn soft clip on. Then add EQ8, high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. If the break feels boxy, do a small dip around 300 to 500 Hz. Then add auto filter for gentle vinyl tilt. Use LP12 or LP24, and set the cutoff around 12 to 16K. Add just a small envelope amount so hits open slightly. You're looking for movement, not a wah-wah effect. Optional spicy move, frequency shifter, very subtle, can add instability, but keep it restrained. If you can obviously hear it, it's probably too much for this style. Remember the rule. Character, not destruction. Not yet. Step 4. Program a classic two-step foundation. Then start chopping. Create a one-bar MIDI clip on break chops. Start with the snare on beats 2 and 4. That's your backbeat anchor. Then place a kick on beat 1, and another kick just before beat 3 for a bit of syncopation. Now start swapping in slices. Use the main snare slice for 2 and 4. Add ghost notes between the snares using little quieter slices. Add a hat slice on offbeats, the end of the beat. You're building that rolling momentum. And here's a huge groove tip. Don't quantize everything at 100%. Go to the groove pool and grab something like an MPC 16 swing. Try 55 to 60% swing, but apply it lightly. Set the groove amount around 20 to 40%. You want controlled looseness, not drunken timing. If you want that classic jungle push-pull, try a simple trick. Drag one hat or ghost a few milliseconds late, and another ghost a few milliseconds early. Keep the kick and snare mostly stable. That contrast creates drag and rush, and it's a big part of why old breaks feel like they're rolling forward. Now, step 5, resample. This is where it turns from MIDI chopping into sampled break energy. Create the audio track called Resample Print if you haven't already. Set its input to resampling. Arm the track. Now solo your break chops track. Hit record, and capture 2 to 8 bars of your pattern. 4 or 8 bars is a great target, because it gives you enough variation to feel like a real loop. When you stop recording, you now have audio that includes your timing, your groove, and your processing. It's committed, and commitment is a sound. Before we go further, a timing tip. Resample at the right moment. Print after you've got a groove you actually like, basic tone you like, and swing you like. Don't print while you're still auditioning random chops. Otherwise, you just commit to a weak idea and then try to fix it with distortion. That never ends well. Okay. Step 6. Add chop final character post-resample. Click the recorded audio clip on resample print and open clip view. Turn warp on. Now try warp mode on texture or complex. Texture is often great for that slightly grainy, older feel. If you use texture, set grain size around 70 to 120. Now the fun part. Micro wobble. Pick a snare or a hat transient and add a warp marker. Then nudge it slightly ahead or behind, just a hair. We're talking barely. You're aiming for instability you feel, not obvious mistakes. If it sounds like the drummer fell down the stairs, pull it back. You can also add vinyl-ish pitch drift without any plugins by automating clip transpose slightly. Over 4 to 8 bars, draw slow drift between 0 and minus 0.10 or minus 0.20 semitones. Subtle is the word of the day. Now build a chopped vinyl device chain on resample print. Here's a safe starting order. First EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 35 HE. Then do a gentle high shelf down, like minus 1 to minus 3 dB starting around 10K, just to darken it slightly. That's a very 90s move. Then redux, but tiny, downsample around 1.2 to 2.5. Keep bit reduction at 0 or maybe 1 if you really know you want it. Redux can get nasty fast, so treat it like hot sauce. Then saturator again, drive 2 to 5 dB, soft clip on, then drum bus, drive around 5 to 15, crunch around 5 to 15. If you use boom, keep it controlled, and tune it around 50 to 60 HE. But remember a key DNB rule, keep the sub clean. Dirt and space mostly live above about 120 HE, because your bass needs to own the low end. Then for space, add echo, time set to 1/8 or 1/4, feedback 10 to 20%. Filter the lows so it's not echoing mud. Roll off below about 200 HZ. Mix around 5 to 12%. This is that old rave room hint, not a modern big delay throw. Then a short, dark reverb. Decay 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Low cut 250 to 400 HZ. High cut 6 to 9K. Mix 5 to 10%. Just glue. If the hats get too harsh after all this, do a tiny EQ dip around 7 to 10K. That range can turn into sizzle spray if you push crunch too hard. Now, step 7. The classic move. Reslice the resample. Right-click your resampled clip on resample print, and choose slice to new MIDI track. This time, try slicing by transient again, or try slicing by 1/16 for more grid-consistent pieces. If you do 1/16, it can feel rigid, so humanize it after. Nudge a few hits, or apply a light groove. The point is controlled chaos, not breakcore stiffness. Now you can rearrange a pre-aged, already textured break, which is exactly why this works so well. It's like sampling yourself, then treating it like a record. At this point, you've basically built a full old-school resampling workflow. So let's talk arrangement, because a good two-bar loop is cool, but jungle really comes alive when the drums evolve. Here's an easy 64-bar structure at 172. For the intro, bars 1 to 17, use a filtered break, some atmosphere and BB and occasional fill. A great trick here is DJ-style filtering. Over 8 bars, slowly open a low pass, then snap it fully open on the downbeat into the drop. Drop A, bars 17 to 33, full break and your bass. Mini break, bars 33 to 41. Pull the kick, keep hats and ghosts running, add WFX. That pull the kick breakdown is a cheat code for energy control. Drop B variation, bars 41 to 57. New chop order, maybe an alternate snare in one spot, extra ghost notes. Think in two bar phrases. Bar 1 is the clean call, bar 2 is the answer. Swap one snare for an alt snare, then add a short ghost right after it. Instant conversation. Turnaround, bars 57 to 65, one bar fill, then reset. Quick fill trick, at the end of every 8 bars, swap the last half bar with a more chaotic slice pattern, or do a simple period correct turnaround. Duplicate the last bar, reverse just the final snare or hat slice, then fade quickly into the downbeat. Now, quick check, common mistakes to avoid. If your warp is wrong, your transients smear and chops feel weak. Fix it by using beats mode with transients, and make sure 1.1.1 is correct.